Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is now on trial on two articles of impeachment. Senator Patty Murray, the first female president pro tem of the U.S. Senate, swore in her colleagues as jurors today.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Alejandro N. Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God?
House Republicans moved to impeach Secretary Mayorkas on charges that he lied to Congress and failed to enforce immigration law at the southern U.S. border. They delivered the articles of impeachment to the Senate yesterday. Some 4,300 workers at a Volkswagen assembly plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, are voting today to decide if they will join the United Auto Workers Union. It's the first major test of the UAW's attempt to recruit workers in the South. Stephen Masaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports a union is riding the momentum of its recent wins.
Workers at this plant have already voted against joining the UAW twice since 2014. That's due to Tennessee politicians campaigning hard against the union and the UAW's own corruption scandal. But this time around, the UAW is in a much better position. The union successfully negotiated record contracts last fall with the Big Three automakers. Volkswagen assembly worker Vincent Vaughn said that motivated him to want a union.
When they hit the streets and hit the strike, I knew at that point, I'm like, yeah, okay, now somebody's going to listen to them, you know.
Volkswagen raised wages 11% after the strike at the other automakers, but workers say they want better pay, better benefits, and more flexible time off. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Masaha in Birmingham, Alabama.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met today with foreign ministers visiting from Britain and Germany. They arrived to urge restraint in Israel's response to Iran's unprecedented attack over the weekend. NPR's Rob Schmitz has the latest from Tel Aviv.
While British Foreign Secretary David Cameron and German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock came to Israel to persuade Netanyahu to do as little as possible to escalate tensions in the Middle East, during their meetings with Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister insisted Israel will preserve its right to self-defense. Netanyahu also rejected international organizations' reports of hunger in Gaza, stating that Israel, quote, goes above and beyond in humanitarian matters. Earlier this month, USAID Director Samantha Powers said it was credible to assess that famine was occurring in parts of Gaza. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
U.S. stocks are trading mostly lower this hour. The NASDAQ Composite Index is down nearly 100 points or more than 0.5% at 15,766. From Washington, this is NPR News. Well, the president of Iran warns his country is prepared to launch a massive and harsh response to any Israeli retaliation. Ibrahim Raisi addressed members of the Iranian military after one of Iran's consulates suffered a deadly strike earlier this month and then conducted an unprecedented direct attack against Israel over the weekend. The army parade traditionally takes place on a highway in the outskirts of southern Tehran, but without explanation, the event was relocated to a barracks north of the capital. The popular board game Catan is getting a new version with a 21st century twist. NPR's Nathan Rott reports energy production and pollution will be a part of the new game.
Much of the mechanics of the new version of the hugely popular game, formerly known as Settlers of Catan, are similar to the original. But co-developer Benjamin Teuber says it has some new elements.
Cities, towns produce pollution. We all know that. And then additionally, you can build power plants, and you can have fossil-based power plants or renewable energy-based power plants.
Players will have to manage pollution or deal with catastrophe. Sound familiar? Teuber says he hopes a new game will help inspire helpful conversations. Catan New Energies is scheduled to be released early this summer. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
LeBron James will be part of another dream team at the Summer Olympics. USA Basketball announced the NBA icon will join 11 other superstars to compete for the U.S.'s fifth straight Olympic gold in men's basketball. You're listening to NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Lisa. Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Visit Lisa.com to learn more. That's LEESA.com.